In the mind of retired Air Force General Norman Seip, further delay on the new refueling tankers will only hasten the unthinkable.
I think everyone's worst nightmare is a KC-135 disappears over the middle of the Atlantic. How did it go down? Will we ever find out? And was it because of an aging aircraft? And you know, what does that mean as far as the risk that we need to do with our sons and daughters flying those aircraft and what it means to global reach there? So that urgency is there.
General Seip, who has been retired from the Air Force since 2009, says his sense of urgency on the issue of a replacement refueling tanker is rooted in his former experience as the commander of the 12th Air Force, deputy commander of Air Force operations over Afghanistan, Iraq, and Africa, and as a former fighter pilot. In all cases, he says, he has come to rely on the aging fleet of KC-135 tankers based on the over 50-year-old Boeing 707 aircraft.
Tankers are also the lifeline for our combatant commanders and for our joint coalition teams out there. And that's why the KCX is and continues to be the Air Force's number one acquisition priority out there. And that's why tankers are, in fact, global reach. Quite simply, they're global reach for our Air Force and for our combatant commanders and for our joint coalition partners.
Seip was at the National Press Club yesterday to bolster the release of a new independent white paper on the KCX tanker project at a time when the Air Force is carefully weighing the bids of Boeing and EADS for the $39 billion deal to build 179 of the tankers. Rebecca Grant, president of IRIS Independent Research, a defense analyst and consultant and author of the white paper, says for one thing, it's not surprising to her that both firms are waging a loud and noisy battle for the lucrative business.
This is a tremendous competition between two big firms, the bidders, the Boeing Company and EADS North America. These two great companies compete every day for global sales in the airliner market. They are fierce competitors. They fight like undernourished tigers. And this is just how we would expect them to behave even when they are working on a bid that is helmed by their somewhat more sedate and better-mannered defense sector.
Both Boeing and EADS have very vocal supporters in Congress who have been trumpeting the protection and creation of jobs related to the tanker contract when stumping for one company or the other. But in her white paper, Grant suggests that the difference when it comes to jobs might be negligible.
EADS North America forecasts a market in airliner sales over 24,000 aircraft between now and the year 2028. Boeing touts its 787 as the fastest selling aircraft in history. So this is not a case where either bidder is relying solely on KCX.
In her paper entitled Nine Secrets of the Tanker War, Grant also notes that in its ads, Boeing touts that its KC tanker is made in America, while EADS, a consortium of European aerospace companies, is foreign. Grant says history proves this argument to be specious at best.
One, the U.S. military flies many so-called foreign aircraft. If you go back to World War I, Eddie Rickenbacker, the first top American ace from that war, flew French aircraft. But today we see several aircraft that we're familiar with in our operations, such as the C-27J light airlifter, the older C-23 Sherpa, the UH-72 Lakota helicopter, and the Coast Guard HC-144. These are or started life as so-called European designs, made either by an Italian company or other European companies.
Grant goes on to suggest that improvements in fuel capacity and advanced avionics technology will make the new tankers, no matter who makes them, more efficient and able to support more and more aircraft. That's especially vital if the Air Force is forced to fight an air war over the vast Pacific Ocean one day. She says no matter the outcome of the tanker award dogfight, it's time to make the award and move on.
I think either way we look at it, there's really no time to lose. We know that the oldest KC-135s come due for some significant structural overhaul in the years 2019 to 2037. The costs for these type of overhauls could boost the bill to maintain the KC-135 force to a level of $6 billion per year. That's what it costs to work on 70-year-old aircraft.
That's defense analyst Rebecca Grant. At the National Press Club, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.